Hi, Cowboy T here again, San Francisco Liberal with a gun. We have just finished reassembly of the shell plate holder assembly for the Lee Pro 1000 Progressive Press. Now we're going to put the whole thing back together. Here we go. This is the body. Notice, it's a lot cleaner than it used to be. I was feeling a little extra inspired last night, so I just took the whole thing apart, linkage and all, put it back together. You don't have to do that, it's optional. I was just feeling like a real go-getter. Well, in order to put the shell plate holder assembly back on, it's a good idea to raise the ram by lowering the handle, like so. See that thing rising? That's the ram. Now, we move to the shell plate holder assembly, which is right here, this thing, which we just finished putting back together in the previous segment. Here it goes. A little hole here. That's where we're going to put it in. Woo! And we insert it like this. Now, down it goes. It's not tightened yet, but we'll make sure that it is later on, okay? So now, we have to reassemble the rest of it. Before we can put the turret on, we have to put a few other pieces on, like this. First, we'll start with this, which is what puts the, puts the shell into the shell plate. You'll see what I mean. I'll insert it like so. On here. See his little groove under here. Fits onto here. And slides back and forth. Okay? That's the action that it does. So we'll just put that there. Next, we put this spring in this square bar, quote unquote bar, on the press like this. And just like that. Alright, you see? Sits right on top. Why do we do that? Because of this piece right here. This is what helps to maintain the proper amount of tension on something called the Z-bar, which actuates this shell mover. We just put it on here like this. It fits right around, this fits right around that square thing. Like that. See? I'll tilt. See? Just like that. Okay, now I'm going to hold it because now we're going to put this thing on the Z-bar. If you look at it closely, it looks sort of, kind of, like a Z. So, we're going to install that. Okay, the Z-bar here, our long end goes into this aluminum piece at the top, and the short end goes into this thing that moves the case. There are two holes. You'll see two holes there. This one and that one. It goes into this one. Right there. It's very important that it go into the hole closest to the shell plate. If it doesn't, then that's wrong and you will have problems. Now we can install the turret. Notice I'm still holding all this. Now we install the turret holder. Here it is. Like so. Okay? We take the longest of the bolts, this one, and we insert it in here through all this stuff that we have. We have to look down and make sure everything's aligned, and there it is. Alright, and now screw it in. Okay, that's good enough for now. Now we take the other two bolts, these guys here, and put them in here and here. Now, there. Now let's go ahead and tighten this hex nut, right, this hex bolt, right there. We need to tighten that, okay? What this does is it tightens things so that it tightens the shell plate holder assembly onto the ram so it doesn't, like, pop off, okay? We're going to do that with our hex wrench
Now,
this takes the 3/16 hex wrench. This may take a while. That's there. Actually, I'm going to lower this entire thing, okay? Just to make it easier on us all. There. Okay, now we're getting there. Now I need to make sure that it's good and tight up against there. I'm going to tighten it. I'm going to tighten this fairly tight. There. Good and tight. Not overly tight, but good and snug. Now, just make sure that the shell holder does what we expect it to do. The shell case mover does what it's supposed to do, and you see that it does. See it? There's a little beep at the end. That's what we want to see right there. Right there. Okay? We know we have it right now. Okay. Now, we put our turret on. That's this thing. Remember the thing with the powder disk measure on it? This is it. It installs very easily, just like so. Done. Now, let's see our action. Okay, we're not moving as we should. What that means is we need to adjust our zero adjustment screw, which is this thing down here.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.